Yo, whole team pulling up, Rocky like Sylvester. What's up, everybody? I'm back on the little podcast thing here in Northern Denver area. You've seen the last two pods have been right in this spot. I'm in kind of like a rest and recover section of my life, little mini chapter here the last week or so. That's usually what Colorado is for me. I'm heading off on a big international adventure, so I need to just rest and ground, and it's, a lot's happened, though, you know? Like, think about just the last podcast from 2 days ago, getting banned on Instagram, and then I got my Instagram back, and so life is just really weird right now. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. Things are changing right now. Things are changing and they'll never be the same. And the practice is to let them change, to let the current way die and accept the new, higher version of whatever the situation is and accept it. And walk in it with pure trust. That's the practice, you know? I'm not saying that's easy because the mind is very convincing. That's why stillness is like, that's what it'll like always come back to for me. If things aren't going right, it always comes back to I'm not getting still enough. I'm not spending enough time in a meditative state. And that doesn't have to be sitting down doing an actual meditation, but definitely works for me. Breath work this morning. I mean, as my buddy Cam Rosine likes to say on our podcast, he said it. I loved how he said it. He said, you know, sometimes you just got to sit down and breathe till you're different. Breathe till you're different. If you haven't seen that podcast with Cameron, that is a few podcasts down. You should definitely go check that one out. If you haven't seen his videos, you're probably living under a rock because he's just so elegant and poetic and makes phenomenal videos. Sup, Danielle?
Sorry.
You're good. But so yeah, go check that podcast out. Breathe until you're different. Before we go any further, couple of announcements to make. First off, yes, I'm back on Instagram, which is good, maybe. I don't know. Second off is the ayahuasca ceremony in October in the Sacred Valley of Peru. Come and join me. I'm hosting the retreat. I still don't know how I'm going to like say this because I'm not there's Coleman and Fernanda and the shamans are hosting the retreat. I'm gathering the folks for it. So if you want to come hang with me for a week and drink ayahuasca, a few ayahuasca ceremonies, one San Pedro ceremony, which San Pedro is, I've had some beautiful experiences on San Pedro. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing time and I would love to see you there. It's going to be the most intimate gathering ever. And that's really what I, you know, I've been reflecting a lot. Not to go any further. I'll get into this. If you want to look more into this, the community garden, link in the description. Be sure to use the code Jarrett at checkout. But yeah, the community garden, Coleman, Fernanda, amazing people. Best shamans on the planet are going to be there. So come join us. Link in the description to learn more. Been reflecting a lot about what do I actually want? Like, what do I need as a being in this world? Like, tuning into my soul's mission here. Like, what course of action should I be taking? You know? And it for me, it just constantly comes back to people. I just am so in love with human beings and connection and love and support and hugs and understanding, you know? I feel like that's what I'm put on this earth to do, is to just love and hold a space of love and non-judgment. That's something, oh man, years back when I was door dashing for a living. This is back like 2019, 2020, driving around, delivering fucking Chipotle 10 hours a day, literally listening to 8 hours of Ram Dass every day, smoking tons of cannabis, like 10 joints a day, riding around, just doing that all day, every day. Just absorbing all of that. And a lot of those things stuck with me. Like Ram Dass used to talk about how basically the game is to create such a free space within and around you, and the ecosystem in which you inhabit, to create a space that's so unattached and doesn't identify with any of the human roles that we take on. A space to where you don't think that you're somebody. So that way, when you are at the coffee shop having that brief interaction with the woman taking your order, if she so chooses to come up for air, you allow for that. And by come up for air, he means drop in to the soul. Soul land. Because when you do that with somebody, when you're looking in somebody's eyes and you're just in the flow, in a deep conversation, maybe you're on mushrooms, whatever, it's like a giggly feeling. It's such a lovely feeling to recognize the divinity behind the eyes of the being across from you, and to live in that and to communicate from that place. So that's been a practice of mine for a long time. In the cup, we have our coffee, our organic coffee, with our Keto Brains nootropic creamer. And today I've done cordyceps and cacao malama mushrooms mix every day for at least 9 months. And this is like one of the first days I went with reishi instead, which reishi is more of like a nighttime thing for me normally. But like I said, I'm on chill mode. I'm very high on cannabis right now. Not very high, but like feeling nice. And thank God I've worked my ass off the last however many years to cultivate a lifestyle in which I can afford to get high first thing in the morning and run a podcast. This is what I love to do. And that's the lifestyle I've created. And that's cool. That's what works for me. That's what I want to be doing, you know. This is all I want to be doing, man. I know, like, this is a good thing to get into. We'll get into this. Actually, totally forgot. One sec. Totally forgot. Right before I jumped on here, I put a thing on my Instagram story and said, ask me questions, I'm running a pod. And I think we already have a good amount of questions, or a few anyway. Let's get into this. Let's answer these questions. These are being asked in real time. I only put this up 23 minutes ago. Okay. What do you use to edit your videos? I use an app called VideoShop on my iPhone. That's how I edit all of my videos, from my short clips to my YouTube videos. How to deal with being quote unquote in love with someone who manipulates you? Well, it goes back to what we were just talking about. Like, we're always in love. We can be in love with anybody. You can fall, you know, Ram Dass was like, so what am I to do? I mean, I'm falling in love with every being I look at. Do I take them home with me? Do I marry them? What do I do? No, you just let them go. You love this person. That's great. You got to let them go. book recommendations, please, bro. Okay, so for me, audio lectures always work better. I just, to be honest, I just haven't gotten into reading yet. I'm 25 and I've been in action since the moment I turned 18, like business and like just running around, man. Like, I'm looking forward to soon being able to just like sit and read a book, but I listen to a lot of audio stuff right now, but I have a ton of great books that I roll joints on. And I think Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley. That's a great one. And yeah, no, I haven't read these, but I just know. Any Terrence McKenna book, Food of the Gods, True Hallucinations. Yeah, any Terrence book, I would say, is going to be good. I mean, the Ram Dass Be Here Now book is a cool book. The only book I ever read was Russ's book called It's All in Your Head. I read that on mushrooms by the lake. What do you think about smoking dope to cope with uncomfortable emotions? Well, we need, and I'm going to say we to not sound pretentious, but I truly have changed my relationship with cannabis. Like, ask anybody around me. I don't call it weed. I don't call it pot. I don't call it dope. I have... And the way I consume it is in a way of respect. And I don't know. I think looking back, I think there was one point in my life where I did use cannabis to just like get through. Back when I was making a bunch of money. I was a real estate agent, but I was fucking miserable, man. And back then I was just like, I would load up the bong first thing in the morning. And I wouldn't start my day until I puked and cried. That's the place I was in. I would rip the bong. I would load it up 4 or 5 times until I was and crying. And then I would wipe my tears and head to the coffee shop and start my day. But, you know, now, like I said, I've gotten myself to a place where I'm just using this stuff to go deeper into experience. I don't have any or many like 3D responsibilities or job or anybody to answer to. Like, I can do this. And I'm really grateful for that. So if you're smoking to deal with uncomfortable emotions, I don't know, man. Try microdosing. There have been times in my life where I'll stop using cannabis and I'll microdose mushrooms instead. Now I do both. I'm in a good place right now. I feel good. But yeah, dude, not to sit here and say, I feel good. I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for feeling good. I'm just telling you, you can get into a better place with this stuff. If you just slow down and really feel into it, source better quality cannabis. Most people are smoking shitty weed, so get some good quality cannabis, get some organic stuff, and do it with intention. Your vibe attracts your tribe. It's true. Is everything on a spectrum? Oh my god, come on, man. I barely graduated high school. I don't know. What's your advice on finding your purpose and what makes your soul truly happy? Comes back to stillness, I think. In boredom, in quiet, that's where the answers come. That's where the real inspiration comes. All of my best stuff happens when I just afford myself the time to sit and do nothing. So I think you just need to stop all the doing. We're just constantly doing, you know? I mean, this is just such a big theme of my life. It's like, where can I cut back my doing? Where can I harness more energy as opposed to leaking it out? You know, because a lot of us just run around leaking energy all day. We're just giving it away to other people and to things that don't serve us and jobs we don't want to be at. Man. If we can just create more stillness and harness that energy in a more productive way, my God, it's life-changing. It's life-changing. And yes, there's things to be done. of course, there are things to be done that's part of the human experience. However, there's a lot of doing that can be undone. And I noticed this with my own life. There's so much shit that could be undone, and that time and energy could be used in a way that serves the soul, if you will. Because there's like soul-serving action, and then there's short-term pleasure ego-serving action. And the more stillness we create, the more we start to take action from the soul, from that more grounded, higher place, as opposed to this scattered, whimsical place based on monkey-like pleasures. I don't know. Oh, man. Let's see if there's any more. There's another one here. It's a little thread, but it's, you know, part of this whole like thing that I do is like I do get a lot of messages from people, and a lot of times I honestly don't know how to respond to some of this. Like, I'm just a 25-year-old kid trying to figure it out, and I get these messages, and I'm like grateful that people feel comfortable with sharing this stuff with me. But man, it feels like a big responsibility. I'm not going to lie. So let's see if there's any more. Okay, I'm just going to read it. I'm just going to read it and we'll see what comes out of my mouth. I don't feel good enough when I'm doing something, no matter what, and eventually I give up. And I don't know what to do about that. Please help. Right? That's deep. But I can relate to this. This has been my whole life up until the last 2 years. You know, so the first 23 years of my life, I felt like the biggest fucking loser. Like, I knew I wasn't, but on paper, like on the surface, it was just like, dude, I remember being in like junior high and sitting at the lunch table at this stupid, shitty little school I went to in this tiny town, and sitting there like, do I even exist? That's what I thought to myself. I was like, do I even exist? I just feel like people are looking right through me. Like I'm just, you know, like I'm not even here. And now being 25, having a little space from that, I can see how that's who I was born to be, you know? The shaman isn't the king. The shaman isn't the popular guy. The shaman is on the edge of town. He's the quirky, weird guy. You know? And that's like the archetype that I'm fulfilling in this modern American society we find ourselves in, you know? I'm not saying I'm an actual, like, an ayahuasca shaman or something, but like, that's the archetype that I'm playing in this. In this new way of being that's emerging through the interweb and AI and just the life that we live is fucking gnarly, man. I mean, it is wild. It is wild when you really think about it. That's why, like, man, if people would just like do a half tab LSD a few times a week or something, you know, so much like. It's like it interrupts all of the fucking patterns that we get lost in. That's what psychedelics are so great for, is they loosen the hinges of what we're able to absorb and take in. And my God, I mean, this is a wacky, wacky world. Like, dude, all of it. Think, like, let's take this exact situation right here. I'm just going to commentate on this exact situation. I'm recording this on a device that listens to me all day long. that I can upload this video in very high quality and have it live on YouTube and Spotify in about an hour. Inside of this phone, and by the way, I have two of them. Inside of these phones are cobalt, a mineral from the earth, a metal that is mined by slaves. Children. It's really disturbing. I don't know if you've ever looked up cobalt mines in the Congo. You will never. I mean, that's a psychedelic realization when you see that. You go, oh shit. That's the reality of every Tesla, every rechargeable battery, every MacBook, every phone. That's the bottom of the supply chain to keep us Americans doing what we're doing. And Americans, I mean, like Western culture, Australia, Canada, America, Europe, you know, the way we live. There's people in absolute hell whose children are coming out with birth defects and all kinds of fucked up shit, man. Kids with babies hanging on their back while they're chipping away by hand, breathing in all these toxic fumes just to get the shit for our phone. Okay, so that's one example of how wacky this human existence is. And you don't even need a substance to realize that. Go watch a cobalt mine video. Go listen to Joe Rogan's podcast with, I don't know that guy's name. Type in Joe Rogan cobalt mine. It'll come up. One of the most eye-opening podcasts I've ever listened to. I'm wearing clothes right now that were stitched and made in a country far away by little people in conditions that probably aren't great. People that are struggling to survive, that do this all day, every day, just to eat a meal or two a day. And I really try to be intentional with what I buy. And I mean, if you ask anybody around me, I'm insane. Like the way I'll look into everything, where it's made, how it's made, the ingredients, even to my clothes. You know, I try to do 100% cotton, always made in the USA if I can. But we've found ourselves in a world that's extremely disconnected. We're more connected than ever, yet so disconnected from everything in our lives, including ourselves, a lot of us. So what is the solution? What is the solution? I really love the phrase disconnect to reconnect. You know, that's what I'm doing with all this international travel. I have international travel the rest of the year to remote places across the globe, shamanistic communities, societies, because I need to disconnect. You know, I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of work the last few years, but there's more to do, and it's at a point now where it's not so uphill. It's flowing more, you know. To turn your back on society and walk the complete other way, it's not going to be easy. No one says it's easy. I mean, I've been doing this my entire adult life. It was hell for a long time. When everybody's walking this way and you decide to go, turn around, wait for everybody to go by, and then you stand up, and then you start walking in the roads empty, but you're getting run over. The matrix and the momentum of society is just like boom, boom, boom. You're just getting pummeled. But if you can survive that, it's probably going to be a few years too. If you can survive that, you stand up. Oh, you know, you readjust yourself, you heal a little bit, and you get up and start walking, and the path opens up. And then eventually you're surfing. And I feel like I'm surfing now. I I don't know how I got to that point, but I do think it's an interesting point. I because one of the questions I get the most is like, how do I do it? How do I support myself financially? How do I not have to go to work and like be able to do cool shit like you're doing? That's what people ask me, and I've gone into it many times, but my perspective continues to evolve because I'm continuing to evolve. This is something I think that deserves its own video very soon. I will do a video on this very soon because it's important, man. You know, like, I'm all for the Ram Dass, use your job as your vehicle for awakening. I think that stuff's great. However, that's not the game I'm willing to play. Like, I just, based on who I am and what I feel and what's inside of me, you know, that's why I resonate with Terrence McKenna so much, because he was more focused on humanity, you know? The Ram Dass path is like less focused on humanity, more focused on the ethereal soul realm. Like, it's all perfect. Yep, people are starving, people are dying. Yep, it's all perfect. It's all part of the perfect plan. And although that may be true, see, I'm a believer that there are many truths existing simultaneously. I do believe it's all perfect and it's all part of the plan. We had to go this deep into this dystopian realm we found ourselves in to awaken us to the point to where we can start moving momentum in another direction, which is what I feel called to do. I mean, I sit here and do this podcast and shit, like, you know, I'm online every day just like sharing stuff, just, and a lot, I don't even know why, you know, I'm just in the flow of doing it, but I know I can't identify with this because then it just gets, the content won't be good if I was like out to try to help everybody, you know, then I'd end up like Aaron Dowdy or something, which sounds like a nightmare, you know? So I can't look at it that way. For me, I'm just documenting the journey and I'm just doing what I was born to do, which is speak and share. You know, none of my like friends from when I was a kid, none of their parents are surprised at like what I do now. They can't be, you know, they're like, makes sense. 'Cause all you did was talk. So I'm just sharing from the soul and doing my thing. And, you know, Alan Watts, I was listening to a talk one time and he was like, if you're not getting paid to play, you haven't figured out how to do life. You know, getting paid to play. That's what my focus has been, like my entire adult life, literally, you know. 16 years old, I started bodybuilding. By 17, I was on steroids. I was committed. I was like, I'm going to be a fitness influencer. I'm going to live in the gym. I'm going to fly around the world and be a fitness Gymshark athlete or something, right? That didn't work, but I lived as if it did work. Well, let me say this. It did work because like in my area, I mean, dude, I mean, I was 18 years old making a full living, just training a couple people at Planet Fitness and selling some diet plans on Facebook. I was affording thousands of dollars a month in steroids, you know, at 18, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's what I was doing. So always focused on getting paid to play from the beginning. I was never going to get a job. I was never going to go to college. That was always known from like as young as I can remember. And then after that, you know, I did LSD for the first time when I was 20, and then I quit steroids cold turkey. I never touched steroids again. Actually, I just turned 21, and then I never touched steroids again. Then I reinvented myself, started doing mushrooms all the time, became a real estate agent, was selling on Amazon. That was a fun chapter, but it got dark there. And then I got into Wim Hof, and but then I was like selling full time on eBay. Point is, like, I've always just documented what I was doing and found a way to make a living off of it. I am grateful that I was blessed with extreme entrepreneurial DNA. Like, I know that my soul in its human incarnations in the past, was a seafaring, traveling adventurer who made it up as he goes, a magician, just pulling money, pulling, like, that's what I do. I'm making all this up as I go. You guys think I have a savings account? No. I don't have a reliable paycheck? No. I'm making all of this up as I go. I just got a big payment from a client that I've been running his TikTok for a year. And then I asked, because I'm going on this big international travel, I said, can you pay me 3 months up front? And he did. And this is like the most money I've ever had now at once. And, you know, but I've been working my ass off for a long time at this. You know, you got to build something for yourself. It's not like you're going to be able to do this overnight. You have to build a platform, or you have to start working with people offering your services. I think that's the most valuable thing. It's the most valuable piece of advice I can offer. A lot of you guys watching have talent and gifts. Video editing, you know, making YouTube thumbnails, making beats, engineering music, making videos, music videos, editing podcasts, you name it. People need your services. And that's how I built all of this, guys. I mean, so let me take you back to... Let me take you back to October of 2021. October of 2021, I had been living in California for a few months for the first time in my life, out of the Midwest. And mainly Mackenzie, my fiance, was door dashing to keep us going. She trusted. We both just knew that I was going to figure something out before our, by the way, this is October and our daughter was being born in December. And so in October, I got my first client. And I, at this time, I had 3,000 Instagram followers. Nothing going on really, you know, 30,000 TikTok followers. I had been doing my podcast and making clips of it for about 5 or 6 months. I wasn't making any money on this shit, nowhere close. And so I decided what I could do was I could post-produce people's videos. So like how I take my podcast and I chop it up and make the clips, and that's how I've built this whole social media empire thing, is by just chopping up the long form and posting the clips, right? It's a valuable service that many people need. And I figured out I was doing it for myself, and no, they weren't as nearly as good as they are today. But this is a few years ago. You can scroll all the way down to my TikTok and see my first ones from a couple years ago. But regardless, I was able to do it. And then so... You know, the download struck. It was like, offer this service to other people. So my first client was Futuristic, the rapper. You might remember him from what are the name of the songs? Like he ran YouTube for like a year in like 2014 or 15 or something. Futuristic, anyway. Too easy. Grabbing titties, even if they anybody, if you with me, say hell yeah. Say, okay, we out here. Is you? No way. You know, anyway, so he was my first client, and because he started this company called Indie Amplify, which is like a website for independent artists where you could go book a music video producer or you could go book an engineer. Anything was on there, okay? I don't think it's doing very well. But this was a couple of years ago, and he had this YouTube channel where he would sit down and do these like 10-minute videos talking about a certain subject, like how to book your own tours, how to find a producer, all this stuff. And so I got him as a client was I went to the YouTube channel of Indie Amplify, and I would turn it to the higher res, better quality, and I would screen record certain sections. Go on Video Shop, the app I mentioned way earlier, clip it up, turn it to TikTok format, chop it up, clean it up, and then go on a captions app and add some captions on screen. And I DM'd that to Indie Amplify. And I was like, hey, I can do this. I noticed you guys don't have, you know, any TikTok presence. This was back when TikTok was bigger. You know, everybody thought they needed to be on TikTok. So they were like, yeah, here's Futuristic's phone number. He's going to call you. And so I hop on the phone with Futuristic at this house, at Mackenzie's cousin Danielle's house here in Thornton, Colorado, in the basement. Got my first client. And it was Futuristic. $1,000 a month for a lot of fucking videos. 3 videos a day, every day of the week. It was absurd. But to me, it was a huge deal and very exciting. And so then my second client was Mike, just Mike, formerly known as Mike Studd. We've gone on to become great friends. I'm really grateful to have him in my life. He's very, he's a great guy. He really is a great guy. He's got love in his heart. He was my second client, and he was paying me $2,000 a month. So here we go. Just started, and I was at $3,000 a month. And then by 6 months in, you know, I mean, I had a 6-figure year, my first year in business. And nobody knew who I was as far as like Soul of Jarrett. You know, this all just happened the last few months. Like, I've been making momentum in this area and it's been growing, but like, it's really picking up now. And the business helped me leverage my platform. Whoa, I gotta fucking breathe. The business helped me leverage my platforms because I would go on to become good friends with these clients and then start podcasting with them. Eben Britton, we've done 12 podcasts together. He's one of my best friends. Started off as my client. He was my third client. He was paying $1,000 a month. So here we go. We got $4,000 a month. And this is by January. A few months in. You know, I got my LLC started end of October. I think I got my first payments like, you know, November. So, you know, we're 2 months in, 2.5 months in, and we're at $4,000, you know? So like it can be done. It can be done. You just have to, it's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You have to be dialed in on this, man. You need to meditate on this. Like Mike and Futuristic, these weren't random people. These were dialed connections that were destined to be made. That's how I look at it. Even though, honestly, I unfollowed Futuristic and don't talk to him anymore. It's another story. But other than that, you know, a lot of them... Well, there's actually a lot. I've had some... Oh, my God. Yeah. We won't get into all that. Some fucking weirdos. But, so that, in short, is how I was able to create this lifestyle. Like, that was the basis of it. Because... when you're just running a few people, oh, by the way, and then Marcus Stroman, who is my biggest client. And by the way, I dropped all my clients a few months ago. It was a big decision, I had to clear up space to go all in on what I'm doing now. And I only kept one client, and it is Marcus Stroman, the pitcher for the Cubs. Mike hooked me up with him. They're best friends. That's how it goes, you know? And that, I mean, having him is like, He provides a all my basic needs are covered with that client, you know, and you can get yourself to this point. I mean, I did it in less than a year. You can get yourself to this point by finding what it is you're actually good at, what you're passionate about, what you actually can see yourself devoting energy to, and it not being draining. You know, I was, you know, it's been fucking easy. You know, it's been too, and it hasn't been easy. You know, there were times, oh my God, I mean, I was really undercharging myself in the beginning. And there was a time where I had like 11 clients. I was working like 10 hours a day making videos, and I was doing ridiculous stuff, like posting 4 times a day for Mike for $2,000 a month. It's absurd. I would never do that now, but that's what I had to do to get started. So if you're willing to devote energy to it, you can make your escape in less than a year. I'm living proof. And because it's like when you're just running people's TikToks, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can do that from anywhere in the world. That's why I was able to go, you know, live in Hawaii and shit, and just because it doesn't matter where I am. It's pretty, you're on your own time. And now that I don't really even have the clients, and I'm just, I have a couple sponsors, you know, we have Keto Brains and we have some other things in the work and, you know, other opportunities that I'm able to leverage off of after I've actually spent a lot of time just giving, not asking for anything. I did like a couple t-shirt drops over this, like last summer, and I had 100K TikTok followers until I ever tried to sell anything, which was those t-shirts, and they sold out in a weekend. I need to bring them back. I'm feeling mushroomy. We got to bring those back. I still wear the shirts like every day. But anyway, I hope that was valuable. I just totally just rambled. And I've talked about it many times, and it's like boring to me at this point. However, I know that a lot of you guys watching right now haven't heard these stories. You don't know about this. I was fucking down on my ass, but I was finding myself. I was dirt poor in the end of 2020, all 2021, all of 2021. Man, I was dirt fucking poor. But I found myself in that time. I really dropped out of the game and just was fucking camping around the country and just door dashing to make some money. I recommend people do that. What kind of image do you need to uphold? What do you need to stay at your job for? Download the fucking DoorDash app or save a couple grand and go camp on BLM free land. Download a BLM land app, not Black Lives Matter. It's Bureau of Land Management. There's so much free camping in this country. You know, or go on woofing, you know, go type in woofing in whatever island or whatever place you want to be. You want to be in South America, woofing in Peru. You want to be in the islands, woofing in Hawaii. Woofing is where you get to live on a farm for free in exchange for working on the farm. And if you're smart, you'll document the whole fucking journey. You'll buy a GoPro and a phone, and you'll start an Instagram and a YouTube. And you'll go over there and you'll just document the journey of what it's like to be a kid in the middle of the ocean on an island planting food and picking food and nurturing the land and hanging out and going to the beach, you know, and like meeting people and finding yourself. It's beautiful. That's what I did. I took a leap. I was living in Cleveland, me and Mackenzie, my fiance. We were living in Lakewood, which is Cleveland, Ohio. This was during the era I was telling you about earlier, the DoorDash and Ram Dass era. And then in July of 2021, we tried everything from May and June, the whole 2 months. We were trying to get a van. We were trying to get a loan. All this stuff just wasn't flowing. And we decided we're leaving. We're going out on a trek, on a vision quest, whether we have to leave in the Lexus and a tent. And that's what it ended up being. We didn't even have any money. We overdrafted our credit card to California to get to Santa Barbara. And we like then kind of like started to try to rebuild from there. And it was a beautiful, beautiful year and a half of that era. And then I started making the money, and then we had, you know, and then 2022 was easily the best year of my life. I mean, like I said, I had a six-figure year, traveled all around, met the coolest people, got to build all of this. It was a beautiful monarch butterfly that just flew by. It was so beautiful. How symbolic of where we're all at right now, coming out of our cocoons and ready to emerge and fly and share our art. I implore you all to just share your art, document your journey. You don't have to be a guru or a fucking life coach. Just share your truth online. It's so freeing. And the world needs it. The world needs your art more than ever. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up here, guys. I love you so much. Truly, 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 I live in deep gratitude for the opportunity to even sit here and connect with you like this. It's fucking amazing, and I don't take it for granted. So thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I have a lot of good stuff. If you guys are new, just scroll down a little on YouTube. I mean, there's so much good stuff. Nude beach vlogs and Hawaii podcasts and all kinds of stuff. So check that out. If you want to come drink ayahuasca with me, hit the link in the description. Please be sure to subscribe. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok. It's a movement. The community's deep. Our next group Zoom call is this upcoming Sunday, the 25th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Message me on Instagram if you want in on that. So yeah, I think that's it, guys. We'll see you later. Peace.